How about corn stalks? They put them together into a shock. About how many stalks would it have in it?
It would be about 16 hills square.
And they used to do something different down for the oats than they do now, too. They used to hire a group of men and come in.
Oh, yeah, they cut them with a binder. The binder put them in bundles, and the men came along and put the bundles into shock, where they stayed until they went through a sweat. Then they run through the old-time threshing machine.
And those were big days for the farm wife, because she had to cook for
threshers.
So you might say, when you're all done, you could say, well, now the oats are all
harvested.
Or say they're all, you wouldn't say they're all.
No, not when it's completed.
I see, they're done, they're harvested. But at a certain stage in this process, you have to say, well, I guess now we better start to, we have to start
cut oats,
or using the word, you said the binder and the bundles and then shocks, and then they start the
threshing.
If you give a hitchhiker a lift, you go to your house as far as you go, and you say, well, I'm sorry, this is all one.
Father, I know.
This is mine, that's
yours.
That's theirs, and this is
ours.
Somebody visits you, and you like them pretty well. When they leave, you say, oh, when are you
coming back?
You go someplace to a meeting, and you get home, your wife wants to know the names of the people who are there. She might ask you, well, who?
Who did you see?
Or who?
Who did you see? Or who was there?
And she wants to know everything that was said. She might ask you, well, what say? What? She'd never say, what all did they say? You know, every detail?
Yes, I imagine that's just right what she would say. What all did they say?
You might use this also?
Yes, I think I would.
But you would never say, who all was there from?
Yes, I think I might say that.
What's you didn't that time. I wonder what the difference. Sometimes you'd use it, sometimes you wouldn't. Interesting to find out.
The only situation or how it was asked to me, I know.
Do they still make homemade bread here in your home?
We don't. We used to all the time.
What kinds did you make?
Whole wheat. Rye.
Call that wheat bread, the whole wheat?
No, we just call it whole wheat bread.
You ever call it white bread?
Yes, that's without any wheat or without any rye or bran.
You ever call it light bread, though?
No, sir.
Do you ever make any other kinds of bread out of flour? I mean, different size loaves or something like that?
Well, we raise sometimes take part of the dough which you're going to make bread out of and make biscuits.
And can you tell me the difference between a bun and a roll? This is an interesting word in America.
The word bun now is commonly used as something that you can use with a sandwich. But a roll, we go to the store now to buy a roll, we consider it something that has confection on top of it, like cinnamon roll or jelly roll, things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much my distinction, too. Only one thing that fouls it up is a hot cross bun. I think I'd say hamburger bun or hot dog bun, but not hot dog roll or anything.
Well, I know you're going to a restaurant now and you order a certain sandwich. Would you want it on bread or on a bun? They'll give it to you either way.
Now, to distinguish between homemade bread, what's the other kind?
Baker's bread.